2 weeks ago, I stood here with a challenge for each of you, and I shared Revelation 3:8. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut. And I said something like this: in the coming year, the Lord will open certain doors and put them right in front of you. You will then have the opportunity to walk through them, walk through that door in faith. Someone can tell us what's on the other side of the door, but we won't experience it, of course, until we walk through it. And if we do not walk through it, we'll not experience what's on the other side. So what's required of us is faith, right? Faith that the person who's telling us to walk through, in this case, God, that what he is telling us is true. And what is on the other side is something good, something desirable, something beneficial for our lives. I hope you recognized some open doors that God presented to you last year and that you walked through them in faith. God will continue to do that in the coming year. Just because we're sort of changing our theme tonight's time as we gather for a big banquet, we'll be sort of launching our new theme and in a sense kind of putting to bed the old theme, but God will continue to give you open doors, though the theme is changing. If you did not walk through a door which the Lord opened for you because of unbelief, know that though the fact of the matter is, let's be honest, that you did lose out on the blessing God had in store for you, and you did honestly lose out on the opportunity to glorify him in obeying him, that you have an advocate, the Son of God, who jumps up before God and God the judge and says, hey, I died for that sin of unbelief. So isn't it wonderful that we have a Savior? And God will again, in the coming year, he will put another open door before you. Again, our church's theme is changing for 2017. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag and tell you what it is. You have to come tonight to learn that. But you can still expect in the coming year, even in the coming week, that God will say, hey, this is an area of obedience in which you're lacking. Walk through this door, trust me, and do what you know I want you to do, and I'll be honored and you'll be blessed. So what I wanted to do this morning is close out this ministry year by giving us a chance to hear from several people who walked through God-placed doors in their lives this past year, and let them share about the blessing that they experienced in that. So we're going to have four people this morning. Greta, come on up, and then Chris Pickett will be sharing, and Janet Maxim, and then Sam will close us out. So Greta, thank you for coming and sharing.
Thank you. Most of you guys know me, but my name is Greta. So as some of you may know, over the fall semester period of about August to November, I traveled with a gentleman named Tom Short. He does campus preaching. And so it was a really great experience, but I just wanted to share a little bit about the events leading up to that and then what that experience was like, how the Lord blessed that. So as some of you might know, I'm a physical therapist assistant. So I had accepted a job in about March of last year, and at the time was like, yeah, I really feel like this is what the Lord is opening up for me. There were several other people that had applied for this job, but I was actually offered the position, and so I decided to accept that. But throughout the job, I just was realizing, like, man, this is a really tough job for me. Like, I was under a lot of stress. I was not thriving well at that position. And so I began to think, hey, like, maybe I need to leave this job. But just the way my personality is, I often stick things out longer than maybe I should. So I continued to stay at that job and just prolong this time of going through this difficulty. So I ended up staying there for longer than I had originally anticipated, but God had a plan in all of that. So it came around to like about June, July time, and really came to a pivotal point where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to leave. So I began like looking at other job options, maybe thinking about going back to school, just doing something else, like anything but that job, because it was just time for me to move on from that. And along with this, there were a lot of other things that I had planned. So I had planned on getting an apartment and moving out of my parents' house because they're who I'm living with right now. And God kind of blocked my path in that. I wasn't really able to find people to live with and all of these things. And then had also planned on buying a car, but that didn't really quite work out because I didn't have quite enough money saved up for the type of car I was looking for. So all of these circumstances were going on at this time, and I went out to coffee with Lynn, and she was telling me, she's like, so Greta, I applied for this internship with Tom, but they haven't accepted me yet because they want another woman to apply. And so I was like, oh, that'd be funny if I did it with you, not being really that serious, because keep in mind, like, this is first week of July. The internship starts at, like, mid-August. So as I was thinking about it, talking with my mom about it later, I was realizing, like, wait, every single circumstance in my life is, like, perfect for this. I stayed at my job longer than I'd even wanted to, just because I'm stubborn. But because of that, the Lord opened the door so that at the exact time I was ready to leave that job, he provided this opportunity. Had I left that job sooner, I wouldn't have been able to do that because I'd already been committed at a different job. And all these other things that I had planned on my own, God blocked my path to. So I really began to see, like, man, I think this is an open door from the Lord. Like, this just, there are no obstacles, absolutely none. But as I began to think about it, I was like, wait, this is, like, actually really scary. As I really started considering it, I was realizing that it wasn't so much the internship and leaving all that was familiar and going on this new experience that scared me. What it really was what am I coming back to in November? What am I coming back to? Because I'm giving up this job where I have stability, security. I know what to expect. If I leave this job, then I don't know what I'm coming back to. So I was dealing with that and then also feeling like, man, is it really irresponsible to leave this job after so short of a time here, even though I'm having a really hard time? But I think through all of it, God was just really bringing all of this lack of trust of him out of me. And so I was reading my journal a while back, but one thing I saw around this time when I applied for this, I wrote, like, what it really comes down to is laying aside my control and security in favor of trusting the Lord for my future, because I can't know what November is going to hold, but God does. And so I have to trust that the God who is faithful in all of the past things in my life, he's going to continue to prove faithful now. So on July 12th, I applied for this internship. And so it was about a month before the internship started that I decided, hey, I'm going to leave my job. I'm going to apply for this. So I did that, and it was just incredible to see how God provided. Out of all of my financial needs for this trip to cover the transportation, the literature expenses, our food expenses, by the end of the internship, there was only $30 short that I had to provide just because God was so faithful in continuing to bring in those funds, even though I only had like a month to really fundraise for this trip. So that was just so incredible. That semester, God just really blessed my life in so many ways. First off, my friendship with Lynn was just incredible. Just the blessing that she is to my life, how she can speak into my life, that I never would have had that in that way had I not been on that internship, because her and I were the only two girls on a 10-person team of all guys. So it was very much so a bonding experience through that time. Through it, God really shifted my perspective and what does it really look like to live a life on mission for the gospel. Even seeing some examples of families who were showing us hospitality, allowing us into their home and just allowing us to be a part of their lives as they were raising kids and doing homeschooling or whatever life craziness they had going on at that time. It was also a huge time of training in evangelism, of just growing in that experience in the midst of people who didn't really want to hear what you had to say or blatantly rejected you or laughed at you or came just short of calling you ignorant. But through that, God just continued to grow me. And even afterwards, it's provided a stepping stone onto other opportunities because of the people that I met through that trip in the other GCC churches throughout the U.S. So one last thing I wanted to share, because I just thought this was so cool, because God is really faithful. So last year, what's really funny, at the big banquet, when we all walked through that open door and we were spending some time in prayer, just what open doors might the Lord have for you this year? So like I mentioned Lynn already, we were friends before, but not super close. It happened to be that that night, her and I were the ones that prayed together and walked through that door together. And just how the God like brought that about, just growing our friendship with him through that. But a few weeks ago, I was reading, I journal a lot, and so I just write down things the Lord might be teaching me or whatever it may be. And I found this journal entry a few weeks ago that it was just so cool to see how God brought some of those open doors to completion. So last year, I wrote, last night at our big banquet for New Song, we talked about and prayed over what open doors we felt we needed to walk through that God placed before us. Several things came to mind. So I listed a few things, but further down, it just says, another was the possibility of pursuing ministry opportunities and getting involved somewhere. And the last and possibly biggest was to become more active in sharing my faith, whether through my testimony or the gospel. And so this was February 1st that I wrote that. And nowhere near was that internship even on my radar until late June, early July. And I hadn't even thought about that open door for such a long time. But it was just so cool to find this after I had already completed the internship and just see how faithful God is in answering prayers that sometimes we even forget about, and how faithful he is in blessing when we walk through those open doors of faith. So, yeah, that's all I have to share. So, Chris. Yeah, so if Chris wants to come on up there.
Hello, everybody. I'm Chris, if you don't know me. I kind of have three stories I want to share about today, all related to walking through that door. And it's been a true privilege. One thing I can say, this is 1 year for me here at New Song. So I remember my first day I was here. Thank you. I remember my first day I was here, I walked in, sat at the same seat I always sit at every time. I love my seat. I believe you came up and talked to me first, and so you won. And so, Ashley, you were second, Jack, you were third. I remember the order all the way through. And I remember, Jack, you said, hey, we're going to have a banquet this evening. Would you like to come? Right away, I was nervous, so I didn't go. So I probably should, because I would have seen that, but it's all right, because the Lord gave me one step through a door, and that was that door over there. And so that was one big thing that started me off. That day was amazing, because it came down to that worship service at first, because the Spirit filled that room so much that it caught my... caught me so fast that it was almost like a, oh my gosh, wow, intimidated, but it was the Lord that gave that to me. And so it was really amazing to have that and take that step even further. So as I started coming to church regularly here, it came to the day of actual Easter Sunday. Probably one of the, I think, most emotional but great day for me. Big thing was, for the longest time, I'm epileptic, so for the longest time, I was struggling for probably about almost a year. I was controlled, but then I was starting to get a little sick more with the epilepsy, so I got to the point where I almost just wanted to give up with it. It was taking control over me, and I didn't know what to do. And during Easter Sunday, towards the end, Jack, you came up here and was just like, if anybody wants to, come to the Lord that day, please come up. And so for that whole time, there was this tug of war match between the devil and the spirits. And I really could feel, that power holding me back from not going forward, but that spirit that was pushing me forward. And it wasn't until you came up the second time and said the same thing, and I had that feeling of what I just love to hear is a chain breaker. And it's just the Lord, just with some big axe, just knocked off all those chains, brought me forward. I prayed with the Spurlocks. Thank you very much with that. I'll never forget that. And so it was something that really opened up. And for about a couple months later, I had a surgery done. I have a big scar here and a scar here. I have a device in my shoulder right here called a VNS. And basically what that does is it's like a pacemaker version for the brain. And it sends a electrical shock to my brain every 5 minutes. So now that what it's done is I've gotten a lot better. So, and the neurologists have said that it's going to get even better because that's how it works. And eventually, most likely, I'll hopefully be able to get off my medicine. So it's a step that one door sitting there, and I always remember where I'm sitting too. I was over there. And it was that one door that was sitting there, and it was a tug of war match, and it was just the Lord works through so many different people to let that happen. And Jack, when you came up here that second time, it opened up that door and said, "Chris, walk through." And the Lord gave me that strength, and I walked through and opened up because it's let me know that I need him. And I couldn't have done it alone. So it was just a reminder that, you know, you really never can give up. And just all you can constantly do is just pray. And that's something that Lord reminded me that day. Third, I kind of overcame this probably within the last 2 months. This is probably the biggest thing that took a lot for me to do, but it's made me so strong that I'm so happy. And this door wasn't even like a door like that. It was probably like gates that were huge. In October, I was kind of struggling financially, and I didn't know how I was going to pay for November rent. I had no clue. There was just, I didn't have the money, nothing. And so, or even the bills, I was completely out. And so I was standing there, and I used to have this big 70-inch 4K TV. I mean, really cool TV. But at the time, I was just like, you know what, Chris? You might have to sell this. You know, you might have to sell this. And so for a while, I was telling myself, okay, I might have to sell this. And then I finally got to the point where I said, I need to sell this. So I'm at this point, I need to sell this. I'm going to get rid of entertainment out of my life, the devil out of my life, which was that TV. And so I got rid of it. Sorry, the thing kicks in. My voice changes. So I got rid of it. And the last day before I was going to get rid of it, I finally told myself, I want to do this. And then I got rid of my Netflix, I got rid of my Hulu, I got rid of my HBO, all of it. And I've rid myself from all entertainment, from TV, anything like that. And so now I concentrate, and what I loved about this song earlier is just like, Lord, I need you. You know, every hour I need you. And I brought this up in a prayer meeting this past Wednesday. It's kind of weird, but whatever. I have in my living room a prayer rug. And so it's this big rug that I just lay out in my living room. And I stand there, and that's what I say a lot of times. I was just like, Lord, I need you. You know, I need you right now. There's so many times. There's always something I need you. I always need you. And I just walk around on this rug. A lot of times my eyes are closed. I'm praising and all this. So the rug lets me know if I'm going to hit anything or if I'm going to walk off, because I might be going, oh, I'm at the end of the rug. So it's something that's just amazing. And so right now I have rid myself from entertainment, the devil and all that, and I brought myself to the Lord through a door that I never thought I was going to be able to do. Getting rid of a TV, getting rid of all that entertainment that me and my brother have always kind of bonded with. That was a big bond with us, with movies, stuff like that. But in my house, I get to be is one area, and that's with me and the Lord. And so that step through that door was the most important, and these past 2 months have been phenomenal, and I can't believe it. And so many people helped me to get me back on my feet, and I can't thank those enough. And I one thing I always remember is it's only been 1 year. And that's all it's been, is just 1 year. And I can't wait for tonight to be able to realize, okay, what's another step for me? What's another, another thing that God's going to provide for me, even though I'm always going to remember that door. So everybody here, after this whole year, thank you very much. And it has been wonderful. So thank you.
Chris, come back next week too. So good. Whoa. Okay, I have my handsome assistant here. How do you do that without dropping it on my toes or something? Okay, but you got my notes.
Oh, sorry, you need your. You need that. You just want it down. Okay, sorry. Let's just do it like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to define what the door was, and in a lot of ways, it was out of my comfort zone. That's what I think of it as. Because I'm not an extrovert, and. But God put doors before me, and spurred on by the message from a new song, but also in my own times alone with Him. I just saw I need to take the step of faith and let Him carry me through, and He has. So He opened a door into a house. There were a few of them, and actually, this is a door of our house, but it was through people that I had met through the Iannies, through a woman, and I invited her into my home to read the Bible together. And through her, the Bible reading that we do together is a very simple plan where we read the word together and we talk about what God is saying to us, what do we see about God, what do we see about people, and what do we see about our lives that we can apply. And then the last part is who can I tell this to in my upcoming week before we get together again? And so she was telling various people and then bringing them the next week and throughout the year. So we had a close friend of hers and various others from her world. And her world is not my world at all. It's not people that I naturally would have encountered in my life. Complicated stories, not easy. A lot of ups and downs. But these various people she would bring to the table throughout this past year. Let's see, what else? Okay, yes. One in particular has really stuck to it. Not all of them have stuck around, but through her, she lives out in Zanesville. She needed repairs on her house, so Paul and I went out there, and Ryan, and because she lives so far away, we do our Bible studies over the phone a lot of times, by the way, but so we went out there a few weeks ago and had conversation, and in the process of that, her great aunt's grandson came in the door, and his best friend, and we got to tell a little of our story to him, and she has been reaching out to him too. Okay, that's the connection there. And at the end, she said, let's all pray together. So we joined hands and prayed together. So this just led, you know, to another open door into their lives. And it's not over yet by any means. Okay, did I get all the details of that?
Pardon?
Did I get all the details of that one?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Well, also, here in Zanesville, this lady is from the area, this little town outside of Zanesville, and her mom and sister live down the street. And so I just saw this the other day. Maybe what we ought to do is go back there and have a discovery study with her and maybe her nephew, but there's a possibility of other people in her family being there.
Yeah. But I wanted to emphasize that it wasn't me reaching each of these, going out and finding each of these individual people. It was me with one of these people, and she would invite people in. And then one of them would invite people in to the kingdom. So then another example this past year. We own a few rental houses, and one of our tenants was a single mom of two kids. And as Paul would go over there and work on our house or just meet with her for some reason, one day he brought Ryan with him. Ryan, wave to everybody. This is Ryan. Stand up. He's part of our team by all means. And though you can't really have a conversation, a verbal conversation with him, he has a way with people. And what was just a business relationship.
Let me tell that part of it.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. This tenant been there. The tenant had been in the house, I don't know, about 6 or 8 months, never really warmed up to me. And one day I went over to work, took Ryan with me, and her and her two kids just fell in love with him right away. He just let them say, he just went into the front door, sat down on their sofa, watched her TV, and friendly, happy self. And her attitude changed toward me, did a 180. And then, I don't know, it was a week or two later, I went over again. They said, where's Ryan? Did you bring Ryan? He kept wanting to say, yeah, every time I go over there to work, they want Ryan. And then one day, she was, I don't know how it got started, but she was telling me how she had all this anxiety. And I said, I think I asked her if I could pray for her. And I said, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about how to handle anxiety. Would you like to get together and maybe read some things? Like my wife could come over and we could read in the Bible how to deal with anxiety. And she said, sure.
Okay, so I'm not sure what month that was, but it was... That last fall was when she moved out of the house, though. I think you're thinking of the year before. Anyway, yeah, so we went over there maybe three or four different times. And each time, well, I guess it was the second time, so, you know, we would spend some time talking, and then we would read the Bible and answer those three questions. And the kids were really the most enthusiastic participants. I mean, they were really engaged. And at the end of the Bible discussion, we always ask, who are you going to tell this to? Well, they always had someone to tell it to. And they told them. And, okay, so, and the tenant was also telling people, and she was also inviting people in. So each week, someone from her circle, her world, would come in. And I remind you, this is not our world, you know. Just, it was such an eye-opening learning experience, entering into someone else's world. And, but the beauty of these Bible studies is it's not us standing up and teaching them, instructing them what to believe and what to think, it's letting the Holy Spirit speak to them. Reading the Word and letting the Holy Spirit speak, because he promised, Jesus promised, he would send his Holy Spirit and he would guide you into all the truth. So we just saw that happening, you know, lights going off. And so she, over the course of time, she brought in her stepfather, her aunt. Who are those?
Somebody else.
Yeah, there were others. I'm sorry, I don't remember now. But then she moved out of that house, and we kind of lost touch for a little bit, so we kept trying to contact her, and she wasn't returning calls. And then she did call back, and she needed some furniture. She was moving, and she needed some furniture. And so we were able to, the body of Christ again came into service here. The Ulrichs provided a couple of double bed mattress or single bed mattresses. Yeah.
Marta provided beds for them.
Yeah.
And I think that went a long way in continuing to open up the relationship.
Right. And then the daughter had a birthday, so we brought over the mattresses and bedding for a birthday gift for her. And that's when we met them at their new house. But there was not, didn't seem to be, I don't know, continuing interest. It was just, I don't know, things were going on in their lives, I guess. But anyway, Susie Parr works for an agency that provides Thanksgiving meals for families in need. And so that was another way that the body of Christ came and took, you know, took care of her. And then one day out of the blue, she called me and said, "When are we going to start those Bible studies again?" It's like, "I've been waiting for you." Okay. So we started them back up, and we had one, right? And then she needed a knee replacement and was in the process of getting that started. Let's see if I can get this right here. So we said, well, how about if we come over and pray with you before the surgery? And then the Lord gave another idea, and that was to include Chris Ledesma in this, the process. I don't know if you know who he is. He's been here several times. And he trained our team who did the Pull and Pray. He trained us in some principles of prayer. And he's been doing prayer on the streets, praying for healing for people, and both physical and spiritual healing for people. So we brought in an expert, and we met together. Oh, wait, I missed a step. So we contacted Chris and asked him, right, you texted Chris and asked him if he could you come over with us and pray with this woman. And he said, yeah, right, we said she's having knee surgery. And he said, well, I don't think I can do it that night, so let's try to schedule another time soon before the surgery. Meanwhile, he works at Social Security office in Meanwhile, that night, I think it was the next morning, Paul got a text from Chris with a photo of this woman, and he said, "Is this the woman you're talking about who needs a knee replacement surgery?" And it turned out that, totally unrelated, she had gone into the Social Security office, and out of 60, 70 people in that waiting room, she came to his window. And he's, you know, processing her need, and she mentions that she's getting knee surgery on Thursday. And he says, "Do you know Paul Maxim?" She said, "Yeah." Well, you know, God is obviously at work in her life, and he's bringing different people in. I'm just along for the ride. So anyway, we did get together and prayed for her, and she had her surgery last Thursday, or a couple Thursdays ago. But this is another aspect of doing these Bible studies. They're very portable. You can do them anywhere, anytime. So we had a Bible study in her, Oh, we went to visit her. That's what it was. We went to visit her at Grant Hospital when she was in recovery. And there we met her brother and sister-in-law and their child, and we were able to share just a bit of our testimonies with them. And then a few days later, she went to a rehab center, and there we had a Bible study, and her mother and her sister, who is developmentally disabled, was there, and her two kids were there. So, again, you know, we went through that door, and it has just led into so many different worlds, different groups of people that we didn't foresee. And I think that's just a wonderful thing about walking through the door. You have no idea what's on the other side and how marvelous, how wonderful it is, and how God's going to use you.
All along, us and other people here have been praying for this lady off and on, and we've been praying just for opportunities. And, you know, if we pray, we need to expect God to open the doors. Otherwise, it's unbelief. And so, you know, if we pray, be looking.
Hello. Okay. Well, just wrapping up here real quick. I've got a minute, which is really good, because that's exactly the way God has shown me this open door thing. He has shown me that it isn't the matter of the time or the words that I say, but it's all about Him and simply being available. You know, Marta mentioned, you know, God answers prayer. You prayed a prayer, and then down the road He answered your prayer. You forgot about the prayer, but you made yourself available to go. And Chris, you know, never giving up. That's important when you decide to walk through the door. Don't give up. And then Janet, well, you know, you're just along for the ride. And that's true. God just wants us to step through the door. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open. We need to initiate. God is always there. We just need to step through the door.
Thank you, Sam. I know Sam really had a lot more that he could have shared. We'll save that for another time. But wow, hasn't this been a treat? Paul said, you are our letter. He said that, I think, to the Corinthians. God is writing His story on the lives of people just like you and me. What God is doing in this world is not just about, well, what the pastor or preacher says on Sunday morning, and that's all of what God's doing. No, He's doing so much more in your all's lives, and it's so super encouraging. Okay, so now as Sam and whoever's going to help you is going to ceremoniously or unceremoniously cart out the door, symbolic of we're turning the page and getting ready for what is going to come this evening. I want to encourage you that if you have an open door story, a story of how God came through for you as you stepped through an opportunity that He opened for you, as you obeyed Him and stepped through that door, would you please send me an email? My address is in your bulletin, and I would love to hear your story and what a glory it would be to God. So if you would consider doing that, I would really appreciate that. Watch out now.
I've got a house I need this in. So.
Be careful. All right.
No one can shut it because it's crooked.
Yeah. All right. Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward, and we're going to give you an opportunity to share your tithes and your free will offerings to the Lord. And